spirituality and karma, being capable of change. Being capable of change is fundamentally spiritual. Now, don't misconstrue this as some New Age, crystal-gazing fluff. This is real. This is raw. This is the essence of spirituality. Not in the dogmatic, religious sense, but in the personal, transformative sense. Change isn't just about swapping old habits for new ones or altering a few external behaviors. True change, spiritual change, comes from deep within. It stems from a shift in understanding, a transformation in consciousness, a revolution in perspective. It's about seeing yourself, others, and the world around you with new eyes, with a deeper understanding, with a more compassionate heart. Spirituality isn't about donning a robe and chanting mantras. It's about being brave enough to look within, to confront your flaws, your fears, your failures. It's about having the courage to change, to grow, to evolve. It's about recognizing that you're not a static being, but a dynamic one, constantly evolving, constantly growing. When you accept the inevitability of change and open yourself up to the transformative power of evolution, you're not just embracing spirituality, you're embodying it. You're becoming a living, breathing testament to the transformative power of change. And here's the beautiful part. By serving your karma with awareness, by consciously working towards change, you're not just transforming yourself. You're also transforming your karma. You're steering the ship of your destiny, charting a course towards growth, evolution, and self-improvement. Spirituality is not about conforming to a set of beliefs or following a prescribed path. It's about understanding the power of change, the potency of transformation, and the potential for growth that lies within each one of us. It's about serving your karma, yes, but more than that, it's about embracing the transformative power of change. Think of yourself as a piece of clay. In its initial state, clay is formless, malleable, receptive to influence. But over time, through heat, pressure, and various external forces, it can transform into a unique, beautiful piece of pottery. Similarly, you start your life as a blank slate, receptive to the influences around you. These influences mold you, shape you into the person you become. But unlike clay, you have the power to reshape yourself, to change, to evolve, to grow. You are the artist and the clay, both the creator and the creation. You have the capacity to serve your karma, to consciously influence the course of your life. In the context of karma, each action, each decision, each thought is like a stitch in the fabric of your life. Some stitches might be messy, others might be neat, but each one contributes to the overall tapestry. Being capable of change means being able to pick up that needle and thread and mend the parts of the tapestry that have become worn or frayed. It means being able to add new colors, new patterns, new designs. Being capable of change, on a deep, profound level, is not just a testament to your adaptability. It's a demonstration of your spiritual strength. It's about looking at that piece of clay and seeing the potential for transformation. It's about serving your karma not just with action, but with awareness, understanding, and the courage to change. It's about embracing the metamorphosis, and in doing so, transcending not just your limitations but also your karma. So, indeed, being capable of change is spiritual. It's the embodiment of the divine within us, the proof of our potential for growth and transformation. And when you embrace this spiritual aspect of change, you're not just serving your karma, you're transcending it.